Hello, and thank you for
Love
joining
Talk
us.
Love Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello, and thank you for joining our show tonight. I'm Lady Carolyn.
And I'm Elder Elect Clayton Evans.
And we want to welcome you to Perfecting the Ordained Love Walk. Our topic tonight is learning how to submit to one another to operate in love effectively. And before we get started, we're going to have some prayer. Elder Clay.
Spirit of the true and living God, we thank you, Father, for this another day that you have made. We ask now, Father God, that you increase and we decrease, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes, God.
That your spirit abide with us, dear Heavenly Father. As we search your word, dear Heavenly Father, and find answers, dear Heavenly Father, to those questions that plague our hearts sometimes, dear Heavenly Father, in reference to your word. We just ask now, Father God, that you give us an ear to hear, dear Heavenly Father, what your spirit is saying this evening. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. For the sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Again, our topic is learning how to submit to one another to operate in love effectively. We will be discussing how submission is a misunderstood word in relationships. We must come to understand how important it is for us to know how to submit to one another, as the word says, and how to be grateful for this act of humility. We must learn that in order to operate in love, we need to be able to submit to one another in order to keep the enemy from bringing strife through us, exerting control or desiring the need to be right or placing ourselves in a position higher than our calling. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And the man of God is going to bring the word of God.
We'll be coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21.
Amen.
And the word reads thus, submit one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, as also wives should submit to the husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with the water the word, and to the present her to him self as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God.
Amen.
As you mentioned earlier, submission is a very, very, really a controversial topic in the body of Christ, especially when it comes to marriage. The word submit itself means to come under. And submission, basically it means to come under the mission. And a lot of times we have husbands that really don't know what their mission is, you know. And we're asking our spouses and loved ones to come under us, and we have no vision or direction or which way we're going in life. So it's very important to know who we are and what it is that we what direction we're going in life in order to lead our families in the direction that God would have us to go. So it's very important that we understand, you know, the mission is not only structured in the family, but it's also structured, you know, in our workplaces. Anybody with authority that we'll submit to them. And let me find a scripture that elaborates on that. And Lady Carolyn, if you could pick up for me.
Okay, yeah. The word. And, you know, what I've learned about submission is that, you know, like you were saying, why submit them to their husbands when their husbands are in right standing with God?
Amen.
You know, and we can't even practice submission if we're not in Christ. We won't even do that. You know, with Christ being the head over our life as a wife, you're the head over my life. You know, you love me like Christ loved the church, and that's how you take care of me.
Amen.
And that right there gives me the desire to submit. A lot of times people think that, you know, submission is a bad word because that means that they think that somebody's going to have control over them, you know. But being in submission is not about being abused. It's not about being controlled. It's not about being told what to do. It's about having that desire to put yourself in a posture, you know, with the one that you say that you have become one with, you know. And it's not about women being the only people to submit, you know, the husbands submit themselves to wives, because the word says submit yourself one to another, you know, and we have to be able to get in that place where no one is higher than the other person, you know. We don't put ourselves on a level where, you know, we've got master slave mentality, you know, because of submission. You know, what we do is we understand that as my husband being the head of the house, you know, you make those decisions. You know, as your helpmate, I help you to meet those decisions that you make.
Right.
You know, and the personal part of it for me is that if it's something that we haven't discussed with God or you haven't discussed with God, you know, we have to go back to the prayer closet and make sure that we're both under submission to God and what he wants us to do, because I can't go off into sin following you, you know, and you can't go off into sin following me. That's not submission.
No, it's not.
Amen.
It's not. And first of all, the husband, because there is an order.
Amen.
And the husband first has to submit his life to Christ.
Right.
You know, he has to submit his life under God. And like you said, he has to look for that divine guidance from the divine authority, because without his guidance, it's really hard for me as a husband to ask you to submit under me, you know, when I haven't submitted under him, you know. And it's hard to submit and follow someone that really doesn't have any instruction, you know, hasn't any guidance, haven't really any spiritual foundation to lead you. I mean, I could take you into bankruptcy. I can take you I could tear your life apart, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because not really having the, and it's not all about worldly knowledge, you know. It takes wisdom. And wisdom comes from God,
mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, I could have a million degrees, but if I don't have wisdom, you know, none of that knowledge really matters, because it takes that wisdom in order for me to use that knowledge correctly. And it just makes it easier to submit to God, look for his guidance and his word, let him lead God and direct me, because that's going to help me to ensure that the direction I'm going in is in his will, you know. And we always want to try to be in God's will.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that is what helps us, because God has to be the head over our household. He has to be, You know, with you following God and loving me like Christ loved the church, I can't help but want to be under submission to you.
Amen.
You know, it gives me that desire because I know that you're a man of God. I know that you're not going to lead me astray. You know, I know that you're connecting with God. I know you're communicating with God. I know that you're obedient to God. You know, that's real important because when we were jacked up, you know, and I give you an example, you know, and I know that you don't really like to talk about this much, but this is the perfect example, right?
All right.
You can imagine what I'm talking about, right? The car.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you walked out the door, on your way out the door.
And prayed about it and asked God about it and really talked to you about it.
Mm-mm.
It was the decision that I made without counsel.
Okay.
You know, without any, it was just a desire. It was something that I saw on the television. I liked the car, and this is real talk. This
real
is really
talk.
What happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I made up in my mind when I saw that car that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to let nobody talk me out of it. And that was my self-will.
Okay. And before he went out the door, matter of fact, he came home with a car. And he was telling me about how nice the car was, you remember? And I was like, baby, that's a good car. That's nice. That's pretty. Take it back.
Let's digress, though.
Okay.
Before I left, he told me not to come back with a car.
Right. Okay. I said, don't go get a car.
Don't go get a car.
And you said?
I
said, okay, baby.
I might have said that.
You did. You said, okay, baby.
Okay.
And then you came back with the car.
Yes, I did.
And you was all hyped up about the car, and you wanted to go and show the car to your daddy-in-law and
mm-hmm.
ride the baby around the car and everything,
mm-hmm.
okay? He was real happy about that.
Happy.
So when you came back, I told you, I said, that's nice, that's cute, yeah, that's a great car, take it back.
Okay.
You came back, you did not say a word to me. You just walked in the house and went on about your business. I think I was washing dishes, happened to look out the kitchen window, and there was another car just like the other car.
Not quite.
It was like that other car, same make, model.
It was the same model, but it was a different make. It was a smaller version of what I had bought home before.
Okay.
Now, I got to say this,
mm-hmm.
because regardless of me not being, and I know I was out of God's will, I know this, and the reason I say this because when the guy was doing the paperwork from the car, there was a moment when I was sitting at the desk by myself, and it wasn't an audible voice, but in the pit of my stomach,
mm-hmm.
I heard, don't get this car. Don't do this. You can still back out, but don't do this. But by me being stubborn and not listening.
And not submitting
to
God.
And not submitting to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I know it was the Holy Spirit telling me this was not a good move for me to make. I went ahead and did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, the car ended up getting repossessed. I had got a promotion, got into a little skirmish with the big boss, and ended up getting demoted. So I could no longer make the car payments because I was paying for two cars at a time, and I couldn't keep it up. So eventually they came and got the car.
Well, let's talk about the strife that comes up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when the head of the household is messed up, it messes up the order of the household.
Yeah.
And it's real hard, you know, because where there's no order, there's chaos. So you open up the door for chaos. And what happened was, you know, you remember you brought the man to the house after I didn't want to be bothered with the car. You brought the man to the house and
yes.
practically forced me to sign the papers because you knew that I was not going to clown in front of the man that had come to the house.
And this
you
is
know.
Still God telling me not to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was for me to do it, I wouldn't need no co-signer for the car.
Right.
Everything would have been in place.
Mm-hmm.
Everything would have been in order.
Okay.
But.
And so after that, you know, this car also became an issue, you know, between us, you know, because it was a larger car note than the car note that we had, which put us in some more financial strain, which did not make either one of us more comfortable at home, you know. And when we open up the door for these things, we have to look at the circumstances and the consequences that come with this, because there's some pain and suffering in not submitting to God.
Amen.
You know, and whenever we get to the point where we make up our own mind, like you said, you did what you wanted to do, you know, and then that spirit comes in the home, you know, and positions itself right in between us. Now we got this thing sitting up in there. You know, a lot of people talk about the elephant in the room, but we had the car in the yard.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to be real careful to understand that when you hear that unctioning, you know, it's time to be obedient to that, because the only thing that's going to happen from then is that we're going to be taken somewhere that we didn't have no business going. We didn't have no business going. We did not have to suffer through that. Now, you got a car note, and I got a car note on our credit, you know, we still owe, you know, for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more wreckage that comes in between two people is trying to make it from check to check, you know, day by day, you know, that could have been eliminated if you would have just submitted unto God, you know. And the thing about it was that it was so hard at the time, because the car that you had was the same kind of car, you know, that could have been paid off, you know, in a few more years, you know. But That's just one situation where we could look back and see that, you know, without that submission to each other, because not only you didn't submit to God, which would not allow you to submit to your wife, you know, because I was trying to give you good on the directions also, because one of the things that you used to always say, you know, was that I was your radar, you know, and that's one of the things that a wife has to look out for, because we cannot fall under submission to the mess that you want to make.
Right.
And when we try to be that force of reason, you know, that's a time when a man has to understand that maybe she's making a little more sense than I'm making right now. And that's how men fall up under submission. When they get that understanding that I'm not trying to tell you what to do, I'm trying to ask you if what you doing gonna mess us up, is it worth you doing? Is what you doing what God wants you to do in your life, in our life? You know, because if you're not doing for God, then you're doing to us. You know, and we rather be in a position to have God for us than to be doing stuff to ourselves. You know, and falling in those pitfalls. You know, those pitfalls are. A pitfall is an unseen danger, you know, because once we get into that position, we don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea the outcome of this, but most of the time, and I'll probably say all of the time, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. Because like you said earlier, you know, what God got for us, he'll give us. You know, we seek him first. Everything else that we want is going to come. If it's meant for us to have it, it'll be there. You know, like you said, to be there with that ease of transition.
Easy transit. And you have a peace about it.
Very peaceful.
You know, and when I was sitting up there at that desk, it was definitely not peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a very, very humble experience for me after everything that had happened, you know. And now there's something that's marked our credit. You know, so there's some long-term damage that was done by this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, we could save ourselves a whole lot of aches and pains if we just listen, you know, just listen. If I had to listen to you, you know, I wouldn't have the car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to listen to the Holy Spirit, I would have got up, told the man, sir, after, you know, some contemplation, I don't think this is a good time for me to make this purchase. So, you know, I'm sorry, I wasted your time, yada, yada, yada. And would have been able to come home and finish paying for the car that God blessed us with, which was a nice car. It wasn't anything wrong with that car at all. It was a nice car. But,
yeah, because you remember, I remember this too. The other thing that came with that, you remember when things started getting really, really rough because of those circumstances, when you lost that car, then you turned around and took the car that I had, that you had bought for me, because you needed a car. Because from where we had two cars, now we only had one.
Yeah.
Because you actually traded in the other car for, you know.
It was a domino effect.
It was a domino effect. You know, it's always something added to it. You know, and working through these things, what we have to do, you know, we have to be as wise when our husband do these things. And I talk to a lot of women, and I try to get in my experience with walking in forgiveness, because we cannot hold these things over our husband's head. You know, we still have to submit to the Holy Spirit that tells us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, you know, and to be able to let those things go and not hold on to that inventory wrong. You know, and we could talk about this now. There was a time when we couldn't discuss this, you know, without the blame thrower being out, you know, or the sledgehammer, you know, of judgment and criticism, you know. So, you know, being able to understand that we all subject to make mistakes, we all subject to fall short, you know. But when we start learning how to operate in love and start learning how to submit to one another, you know, and get and have things going in the right direction, we have to let those things go. We have to be reminded that we subject to fall short at any given point in time. You know, it might not be something as big as a car messing up your credit report, but you could be standing up in there as a female burning the dinner, you know. You could be spent the bill money, you know, bought a purse instead of paying the water bill, you know, creating an extra bill for him, you know, when you go out and you get something on credit or you shirk a responsibility. And that's something else that he has to deal with, because you didn't do what it was that you said that you was going to do.
Yeah.
So we all got stuff that we should be doing. Go ahead.
And ultimately, I wasn't really, and the Holy Spirit just spoke this to my spirit. Ultimately, I wasn't showing my family love.
Mm-hmm.
I was being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I was being prideful.
That's right.
I wasn't listening to the Holy Spirit, you know. And really, it was just really a shameful act on my part of just doing what I wanted to do, regardless of considering what hardship that I was going to put my family in by, you know, purchasing, you know, this particular automobile. So I thank God that, you know, we were able to overcome this particular incident in our lives. And, you know, I just thank God for forgiveness.
Amen.
Because it could have went the other way, you know. And I could have been stuck with a car and nowhere to sleep.
Amen.
You know? But, I mean, that just goes to show, though, you know, how awesome this love walk is, because, you know, it came at a time where it was really needed in our lives for us to understand and really be open and submissive to the direction of the Holy Spirit and just to listen, you know. I mean, I learned so much from that mistake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that I'm a wiser person because of it. But I do it different. Oh, yes. But hindsight is 2020, and as we move forward, I thank God that we do communicate and discuss things before we, you know, because it is so important, you know, because we all suffer. When we go into ourselves and want, you know, service desires without sitting down and really just laying it out you know,
mm-hmm.
getting
and
the pros and cons. Yeah, and thinking the pros and cons and how we'll benefit from it or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would advocate to anybody, you know, talk.
Yes, communicate.
Communicate, you know. It might hurt your ego a little
mm-hmm.
bit that you don't get what you want, but, you know, God has a better plan for our lives than we do, you know, and no one should have to suffer because of someone's self, especially when it comes to big dollar items like that, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the family does suffer in the long run. And again, I apologize.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, because I was definitely humbled by that. And,
yeah, it did. It left a valuable lesson in this household, you know. And the same thing, you know, with wives submitted to their husbands, you know. Let that man know what it is that you're going to decide to do, especially when it comes to financial matters, because we can't take for granted, you know, that by the sweat of his brow that he's just willing to give you all of his money and not have for himself, you know, something. You know, we can't go off into those selfish motives either, you know, because one thing that I'm pretty sure my husband appreciates about me is that I'm plain and simple. You know, I ain't got to have my hair done every week.
Right.
I ain't got to have my nails and my feet done every week.
But
you know, the things that I can do for myself, I'll do it for myself. And, you know, that's because I know that that's an extra added expense, you know, that I'd rather not put on him, because that's his help me. I want to be the type of woman that helps him. You know, not take from him just because I feel like he can or he will, you know.
And we have to learn how to appreciate that help, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, to receive that help and not put ourselves in a position where we don't, you know, adhere to the things that our wives do and try to help us with, because that's why God put wives and husbands together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You are my help me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You help me meet whatever need there is in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was about to say earlier was, what I love about you is that you, to me, the practice of a virtuous woman is what you exemplify in my life in this household.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that so much, because you get up early and you do things for the household. You always keep us in mind, you know, and I love you, and I thank God for that in you.
Amen. To God be the glory, and I thank you, too. And again, it's been a wonderful discussion with you.
Amen.
And again, I hope that it can help somebody,
amen.
You know, to get a better understanding of what it means to be in submission one to another.
Amen.
And if you'll pray us out, sir.
Father God, we give you thanks and praise for another opportunity to be used by you, Father God. We just pray that someone was delivered, dear Heavenly Father, from the word that came forth tonight, dear Heavenly Father. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And just remember that no matter what the circumstances is, the problem or the situation,
the lesson is always love.
Amen.
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 Wow. I know that you think you can pray after that mistake, but I know it's the only way you can make it.
Enjoy the show.
And
I know
situations get too much to take, and you feel like you're gonna break.